Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 30th of January. I'm Paul White. Today we conclude our journey through 1 Corinthians. We are in the 16th chapter. We are in verse 15. There are 24 verses in the chapter. Let me get through some final exhortations, and then we'll slow down and talk about something pretty big in verse 22. Starting in 15, I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephanas, that it's the first fruits of Achaia, this is probably the first fruits of Asia, first converts Paul had won, that they've devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you also submit to such and to everyone who works and labors with us. I'm glad about the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for what was lacking on your part, they supplied, for they refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge such men. Pretty straightforward. 19, the churches of Asia greet you. Aquila and Priscilla greet you heartily in the Lord with the church that is in their house. Remember, Aquila and Priscilla are the couple, apparently a married couple, who were instrumental in helping Apollos in his theology, to round it out to a new covenant theology. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. That's something that's kind of fell out of favor in our society. It's not something, it's not like a mandate. When Paul says to do it, you've got to understand that it's something cultural, but there was the holy kiss, sort of a kiss on the cheek. We probably have replaced that with the hug or the handshake. If you want to reinstitute the holy kiss, I guess that's fine. I would just recommend you keep it holy as far as, you know, how you bring that about. The salutations with my own hand, Paul's, that's an indicator of what we find in other books that Paul, who always signs his letters, by the way, but doesn't always write them. But here's an indication that he might not have written up until this salutation. Might have had someone else writing for him, but he signs the salutation with his own hand. And then this, and this is a very interesting verse. It's also interesting that it falls right after Paul says, I'm going to sign this with my own hand. So whatever the pen pushes next is what Paul has in his head when he sets down to seal this thing up. Like whoever he's been talking to that's been writing this letter, telling them what to say, he gets to this and the paper is slid across to him. He signs it with his own hand and then adds this: if anyone doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. And this is a problem. And it's a problem because in the book of Romans, Paul tells you to bless and curse not. It seems beneath a man of grace to say, if anyone doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ, well, let him be accursed. He uses the Greek word anathema. If anyone doesn't love the Lord Jesus Christ, anathema, which is forget him, curse him. It's pretty severe what Paul says here. And then, O Lord, come is Maranatha, anathema Maranatha. It's almost a play on words. And Maranatha, depending on how it's pronounced, because there's two ways to say this. Maranatha, O Lord, come. That's how the New King James translates it. If it's the Greek Maranatha, then it's past tense. Our Lord has come. We're not entirely sure which one Paul means. Does he mean O Lord, come or our Lord has come? I'm not sure it matters, because where I get stuck is the fact that he throws in the word anathema. If any man doesn't love the Lord Jesus, well then forget him. He's cursed. And we can defend this, I guess, if we want, and say, well, you know, he's not wrong. You got to love the Lord. But it goes so counter to the spirit of Jesus, and it goes so counter to the heart of grace that Paul has taught. What I take away from it is, even the heroes of the faith, guys like the Apostle Paul, heroes of grace, they're just human. There's been more than one moment in the letter to the Corinthians where Paul lets me down. You know, Paul chastises the Corinthian church for schisms and divisions. You guys are divided between apostles. And then a chapter later, he goes, well, follow me as I follow Christ. I mean, he spent all this time going, don't follow me or Apollos or Kepha. One of us is doing one work, the other's doing another work, but God's the one giving the increase. Come on, guys, grow up. And then, follow me as I follow Jesus. It's almost like I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, and then when I get you alone where I can whisper in your ear, I'm going to go, you know, forget the rest of them, just follow me. And that bugs me. That bothers me. Later in the book, when Paul gives his whole, I'm a Jew to the Jew, I'm a Gentile to the Gentile, to the law keeper, I keep the law. It's a confessional, I think, for Paul. It's him going, look, man, I struggle. I'm a little bit of what room I'm in. And we know that's true. I mean, Paul circumcises Timothy. He takes a shorn head vow of purification to appease Apostle James in the book of Acts. There's a little bit of that in Paul. It is disappointing. You know what else is disappointing? If anyone doesn't love the Lord, let him be cursed. It's like when he grabs the pen and wants to sign his name at the end, he's got to throw in a jab. And it does disturb me. At the same time, it encourages me. Not encourages me to curse people, but it encourages me that a guy who seemingly has it all figured out suddenly doesn't have it all figured out. And that points my eyes back to Jesus. And it reminds me that I'm not an apostle. I'm not a disciple of the Apostle Paul. I'm not a disciple of Peter, James, or John. I'm not a disciple of the written scriptures. I'm a disciple of Jesus. And just like the chief priest said in John 11 after Lazarus' resurrection, if we leave Jesus alone like this, everyone will believe him. Our responsibility seems to be put Jesus on the field and leave him alone and let him do what he does. Here's the final two verses, 1 Corinthians 15, 23, 24. It ends a whole lot better than 22 sounded like it was going to. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. On the podcast tomorrow, it's the final day of the month. It's Friday. We'll substitute Long Form Friday with a different kind of long form. It will be the Deeper Daily Podcast Essay Edition. You don't want to miss it. It's particularly good, I think. And we'll start 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Well, 2 Corinthians 1, we'll do the intro on Saturday on February 1. I will close today the way Paul closes 1 Corinthians 16. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen.